The second edition of the Belt and Road Afro-Sino Art Exhibition kicked off at the National Gallery of Zimbabwe with over 120 pieces of art from China and Africa on display. Running under the theme, South Meeting the East, a tale of two communities, the exhibition displays paintings depicting the African and Chinese people as well as their diverse cultures. Chinese Ambassador to Zimbabwe Guo Xiaochun says the exhibition is part of the efforts to enhance people-to-people exchanges among different cultures, a topic that was addressed by Chinese President Xi Jinping at the Second Belt and Road Forum.
In his speech, President Xi Jinping in particular elaborated on the people-to-people exchange and pledged to focus on deepening cooperation and quality of development in this field. This has set clear direction for us to carry out cultural exchanges under the framework of the Belt and Road Initiative.
Guo adds that efforts are being made to build a Chinese cultural center in Zimbabwe in the near future to further promote cultural exchange and deepen bilateral friendship. Benson Dubey is the principal director in Zimbabwe's Ministry of Youth, Sport, Arts and Recreation. He says the cultural exchange program helps local Zimbabwean artists reach out to the outside world.
I gratefully commend them for this vision and the effort of networking our artists. It enhances their visibility and places them in international cooperation and indeed widens their markets. This platform helps to create opportunities for the artists from both the South and the East to interrogate parallel in their working processes. In addition, artists can exchange information
The Afro-Sino Cultural Exchange Association is one of the organizers of the event. Franklin Asira is the head of the association and says culture is a universal language to help different people understand each other better.
Cultural specialties, we would like to use them as a language to enhance the people of China and the people of Africa coming together.
This is the first time the exhibition has come to Africa after its inaugural edition in China last year. Besides the arts exhibition, an art forum will also be launched. For CRI, I'm Gao Jinya reporting from Harare, Zimbabwe.